Shreyas here from the Indian Cricket Division here at today's press conference. We will start by, if you wish to ask a question, kindly raise it. Yeah, please come forward. Yeah, we are good to go. No question. Yeah. No, he's not asked.
He's asked Hindi? I don't mind.
He's shooting. I didn't ask.
No, sir, I can ask him.
सुरेश ने आज इतनी अच्छी पारी खेली है, लेकिन फिर भी मैच जो है नतीजा अपने हिसाब से नहीं रहा। जितने रन बने थे लग रहा था काफी होंगे इस तरह की बॉलिंग अटैक।
हाँ, ऑब्वियसली देखा जाए तो विकेट बहुत अच्छा हो गया था सेकेंड इनिंग्स में, बैट पे आ रहा था और ड्यू फैक्टर भी बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट रोल खेला इस गेम में। और देखिए उन्होंने बहुत ही अच्छा बैटिंग किया, क्रेडिट तो उनको देना ही चाहिए इस चेस में। एंड 348 ऐसा देखा जाए तो इजी चीज नहीं है, बट जिस हिसाब से उन लोगों ने अपना इनिंग्स प्लान किया, एक ने एंकर किया और बाकी सब आके कैमियो खेलते गए, तो क्रेडिट देना चाहिए उनको जिस हिसाब से उन्होंने स्कोर किया, और बहुत ही अच्छा विन था उनके लिए।
अपने 100 को किस तरह से देखते हैं, जिस तरह के पोजीशन में आए आपके लिए फर्स्ट 100 इतना स्पेशल रहा?
हाँ, बहुत ही खुश हूँ, बट अगर विनिंग नोट पे खत्म होता था तो और ज्यादा खुश होता था, बट फर्स्ट ऑफ द मेनी तो you know, we'll take it on the stride and see to it ki next matches mein winning side pe main finish karu.
Shreyas, like Virat had said, you know, before the game about the fielding standards not being up to mark, like in the recent past. So can you just put your finger on what is happening? Like, why is it not like reaching that standards? Even today we saw some overthrows and some slip ups in the field.
See, everybody goes through that bad day, and I personally feel that we are a very good fielding side, and we have to try and hit the target so that we create that momentum on the field, and you know, we need to cheer up the bowlers as well as all the fielders have to be there in the game. So all these overthrows and all, it's part of the game. I mean, because the bowlers, they keep thinking about what they're going to bowl the next ball, and the fielders at the same time, it's their responsibility to back up obviously, but there are one or two instances that happened in the previous game, but there's a lot to learning from that, and a lot to learn from that, and obviously we are working hard on our fielding. It's not that we are just giving up on the field. And even if you see that there are some places where we need to improve, we have been doing really well, and we have taken amazing catches and runouts in this game. So, you know, it will just add up to the routine which we've been doing throughout.
And just like, how does this, like, this team react to a loss like this? You had a kind of a similar defeat to Australia in Bombay. Is it a team that just like now, like, what is happening in the dressing room? Do you just say like bad day at the office, or you really sit and like go hard at it?
Oh, we just sat and everybody, they were in their own zone. It didn't matter, to be honest, because it's just a loss, and we've faced that before as well in our life. It's not that we are facing it for the first time. So everybody is in their normal zone, and it's not something that hasn't happened before. And we've got that confidence in our team and in ourselves personally that we are going to bounce back strong, and we have done it in the past. So you just got to take the positives from this game and move forward.
Chetan Narula.
Congratulations on your when you played for India in South Africa and then went away for a bit, for India you played a lot of games in the middle order, specifically at number 4, to try and prepare for your next step up for the Indian team. Can you talk about that phase where you, when you went back and back in the middle just to prepare for this, and how this has been helpful in that sense?
See, India games have always been helpful for me personally, because whenever I used to go there, I used to see to it that as many matches I got, I have to make the best use of it, and the players and the atmosphere is also really amazing. So you literally don't have pressure, and coming from the top arena to, you know, one level below, it doesn't make you feel that you're completely away from the team, but you always see similar faces around you, and you know, I really enjoy that atmosphere, as I said. So, yeah, it's a good thing that I. Sorry. What?
My question was specifically about the role that you're playing now at number 4. You know, preparing in the Indian A setup and going back, preparing for that role and coming back up.
Yep. See, in India, it's not that I have to bat at number 4 all the time. you keep changing your position depending upon what situation is. And Manish Pandey was also there when I was there at the India. So he's basically number 4 batsman in the India. So we can't take his position over there. And we call him legend of India. So yeah, I got to maneuver my place from 3 to 5. I need to keep changing. So yeah, it's just that we get good practice whenever we play the A games, and we face different opponents as well. So you get to know the atmosphere and situations around.
Question.
Yeah, Shreyas, you spoke about how the pitch eased out earlier night. What was it like when you went out after there was a little bit of a stand between the 300 mile and what color? What was it like when you went?
Yeah, it was stopping and coming. It was there was an invariable bounce on the wicket, so we just decided that we need to take this phase and build a partnership. And I'm really glad that we took that situation completely out and we made a partnership of 100, me and Virat. And that set up a momentum for the next batsman who came in. And, you know, we ended up scoring 348, which is a really good total. And I'm really happy the way we, and especially me, the way I, you know, what do you say?
How do you say that?
The way I planned my innings, and you know, I was keeping patient, and I had that self-belief that once I cross the certain mark, and I'll be able to, you know, cover all the balls which I've played dot. And yeah, I was really happy the way I planned my innings today.
Shesh, can you talk us about your partnership with KL? Obviously, he was touch unlucky not to have went on to score the triple figure and award on the India Under-19 team that went through to the finals of the Under-19 World Cup.
I couldn't see the finals yesterday, but yeah, really happy the way they've been playing, and you know, especially defeating all the teams one-sided. It's a really good feeling, and I've been part of the Under-19s as well, so I know how it feels to come to the finals and win it. Unfortunately, we didn't make it during my year, but yeah, I'm really glad that, you know, this year's Under-19 batch, they've been doing amazing. And talking about KL Rahul, he's been batting magnificently well, and the way he's seeing the ball. So the time he came in, and you know, the first 6-8, I literally asked him on the field, are you seeing the ball as football? And he was like, he was just nodded and he just laughed over it. So yeah, he's been in tremendous touch, and there's a lot to learn from him as well as a batsman, the way he you know, really plans his innings and then takes on the bowler.
Yes, Ranjan sir.
Shreyas ikade. Shreyas, दोन छोटे प्रश्न. पहिला प्रश्न म्हणजे 2020 क्रिकेटला पहिले प्रत्येक बॉल मारायचा डोक्यात असतं. इकडे आल्यानंतर ती मेंटल ऍडजस्टमेंट तू आज कशी काय केलीस?
त्या सिच्युएशननं मी बॅटिंग करायला गेलो तेव्हा मला मोठे शॉट्स खेळायचा डिमांड नव्हता, पण मी मॅनेज केलो. मी हिंदीमध्ये बोलू का?
नाही बोल,
नाही, पण मी मॅनेज केला की मला असं वाटत होतं की आता आम्हाला 100 किंवा एक मोठा पार्टनरशिप पाहिजे होतं. आणि मी आणि विराटमध्ये आम्ही प्लॅन करत होतो की कसं खेळायचं आहे, कारण विकेट पण एवढा चांगला नव्हता त्या मोमेंटला, आणि त्यांचे बॉलर्स पण एका जागेवर टाकत होते. मग आम्हाला थोडं पुढं माग करायला लागला आमचा आपला काय थोडा इनिशियल मोमेंट.
दुसरा छोटा प्रश्न म्हणजे मोमेंटम बद्दल नेहमी बोललं जातं, तर जेव्हा तुझी आणि केएलची पार्टनरशिप होती तो एक मोमेंटम तू पाहिलास, आणि लॅथम आणि रॉस टेलरची पार्टनरशिप चालू होती तो एक मोमेंटम पाहिला, त्या दुसऱ्या मोमेंटम लॅथम आणि रॉस टेलरच्या वजन असं वाटलं का की मॅच लांब गेली?
हा, मध्ये ते लोकांनी रिस्क घेतला, पण कॅल्क्युलेटिव्ह होता रिस्क. त्यांना त्यावेळी 800 पाहिजे होता जेव्हा ते दोघे बॅटिंग करत होते. लेथमनी पण थोडा टाइम घेतला, 12 बॉल खेळला तो, आणि मग त्यांनी सुरू केला स्वीप मारायला, आणि शॉर्ट बाउंड्री पण होता तिकडे. मग म्हणजे तो सक्सेसफुल झाला, त्यांना क्रेडिट द्यायला पाहिजे. आणि रॉस टेलर जसं की त्यांनी पण रिस्क घेतला, बुमराला त्यांनी स्टार्ट केला 6 मारून, मग त्याला थोडा कॉन्फिडन्स आला असेल त्या बॉल नंतर, आणि थोडा म्हणजे विकेट पण चांगला झालेला. आउटफील्ड पण फास्ट निघत होता, मग ते पण हेल्प केला त्यांनी.
Thank you.